Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about enthusiasm and excitement are contagious. Over the last few weeks, I've been able to hang out with some younger people, and it's been wonderful. One was a five-year-old who lives downstairs, happens to be the granddaughter of my roommate. She's a very pretty and confident young girl, and she enjoys doing all sorts of things. Now, I don't know the last time you've been around a child this young, but one of the things that is interesting about hanging out with them is that they have tons of ideas of things that they would like to do. So a few Tuesdays ago, she was here all day long. She really didn't want to go back home. She wanted time to play with her Barbies, but interestingly enough, she didn't get to that until the very end of the day. What she really wanted, I believe, was just one-on-one time without having her younger brothers around, interrupting her, tearing apart her Lego toys, or just getting in her way. And what was really interesting about my day with her was that I had a really good time with her. We started out playing with her new Lego set, making a house. Actually, it was more like an estate out of the pieces that were included in the set she had. And from there, we went on to just having a chat out on the deck in the sunshine. She asked me all sorts of interesting questions like, what will it be like when I grow older? I want to be 15 because my cousin, who's 10, he tends to find it fun to give me a hard time. And if I was older than him, or at least older, he wouldn't do that to me. So she wanted to know what it would be like 10 years from now. And I explained to her about all the change that's happened since I was a teenager, never mind her age, with us not even using computers until high school, and the internet not really even being something that most people used, because we're going back to the mid to late 70s, in my case. And just all the changes that have occurred, and how different a world it is, and how quickly things change. And she thought that that was kind of cool. And she asked me some other interesting questions. I can't recall them now. But it was a very engaging discussion. And I found that to be wonderful. After that, she wanted to do some drawing. But she also wanted to do a little essay. Now, she's only 5 years old. And she's learned a couple of sight words, as she calls them, S-I-G-H-T, words she knows by sight. So I had to help her write out all the words that she didn't know, including the letters that she really wasn't sure of or didn't know either. And then she made this picture that went with what she wrote, and then she gave it to her grandma. It was a fun time, really, doing these simple things. And then we watched, it was some children's show, but it wasn't for babies. She doesn't like watching baby shows. She doesn't like Sesame Street and a lot of the other things that are out there that are for kids younger than her. She likes to watch shows that have to do with learning new ideas. And one of the things that we watched together was all about how germs get spread from person to person and why you need to wash your hands. For example, they talked about viruses in very easy-to-understand language. It was actually pretty cool. And then finally, when she got around to playing with her Barbies, I was all tired out, and she had to play on her own. And that's the way the day went. But the thing that was really fun about being with her was the fact that she was always in the moment. She was full of energy, and she was curious about a lot of things. And I found that to be completely and totally engaging. The second young person that I was with was over last weekend when I went to this training. I brought my godson with me, and he really was quite the hit because he's smart and he's super engaging and he's funny and he likes to have fun. I got a lot of compliments about him, which was wonderful. And though we did spend a little bit of time together during the training, like at the breaks and things, for the most part, he did his thing and I did my thing because we were in two different groups, which was absolutely perfect. But after the training, we spent a few days together. And that was really cool. Because again, he had so many ideas of things that he wanted to do while he was here. And the first thing on his list was the San Diego Zoo. And I had been there, but it was a lot of years ago. And I was there with my ex, so it was kind of a different experience than going with someone who was younger. My godson's 26 years old. And he was just so enthusiastic about certain animals, and he wanted to see everything. And he walked my feet off, and he told me he would do that, that I would be totally tired and ready for bed by the time he was done with me. Absolutely true. But we had a really excellent time. We got to see how big and huge a lioness actually is with our mane up close and personal, because where she was lying down was really close to us. We got to see hippopotamuses lying on each other, floating there in the water. That was pretty interesting. And I believe we were seeing turtles procreate, something I had never seen before. That was pretty interesting. But with each of the exhibits, even if there was an animal that we couldn't really see because it was hiding behind, it didn't matter. We went on to the next thing, and it was really cool. Because he was just in the moment, enjoying his time there. The next day, you would think that one beach would be enough, but not for my godson. Nope. Oh, let me backtrack a little bit. Because I live in San Pedro, that's a couple hours north of San Diego, where we were located for the training, we needed to take a ride up the coast. And he wanted to stop off at Laguna Beach. Well, in Laguna Beach is one of my most favorite restaurants, C'est la Vie. It's a French restaurant. They have a deck out back, and you can see the ocean really clearly. Even better now that they took that stupid plexiglass off the railing there. And he thought that we'd be there for a matter of an hour or so, but we ended up spending about 3 hours there because we're actually dining and having a really good time. We had really good service. It was a beautiful evening. It was a lot of fun. And then we got to drive home. I dropped him off at his hotel, and the next day is when we went to the beaches. We started off in Hermosa Beach, a place he had never been. And we walked the beach a little bit, and then we walked into the different shops. And there was a shop there that he found where there was a really cool artist showing their work. And I was really grateful that he had seen it, because the art was amazing. He managed to find a gift for his girlfriend, and we were on our way to Manhattan Beach, but we only drove through Manhattan Beach. I'd never been there, I wanted to see it, so we just drove through, and then we ended up in Santa Monica Beach. But we had some drinks there out on the pier in a restaurant there. Actually, from what I recall, we actually walked that day from, we walked from Venice Beach, that's right, we saw Venice Beach. And that's where we walked quite a bit. We walked from Venice Beach all the way up to Santa Monica Beach. And then we had to walk back again. And on our way back, there was this wonderful pianist playing music that I like to use for my hypnosis clients. And he had two CDs left, so I bought them. And that was really quite a pleasure for me. It was a really long day, and I was dead tired by the time I dropped him off at his hotel. The next day, I showed him around Rancho Palos Verdes. I couldn't really find the exact place that I wanted to show him, but he got an idea of the beauty in the cliffs. He said it was very much like the hike he took while I was doing some hypnosis with someone at the training who had paid me for that service, so I had to make sure I got that done. And he really enjoyed that sight. But even more than that, I wanted to take him up to the canyons. That ride, I think he found a little scary because there are a lot of very tight turns. Again, you're on the cliffs. I was driving, so he wasn't in control. But it needed to be that way so he could actually see, because it's kind of hard to look at the sights when you're stuck looking in front of you because the road is so squiggly. You're going up and down all these hills. But he had a really great time. The thing that was truly wonderful was that, again, he was in a moment. He was really excited about each and everything that we did. And that was really pleasant to be around. I'm going to suggest to you all that you spend more time being with kids. Kids of ages where you can engage them, or better yet, they can engage you in things that you enjoy doing with them. It's a real good bonding moment. And I would have to say that it's definitely worth your time because it allows you to really understand what this life is all about. It's really about being in the present moment, and no one does that better than kids. Go ahead and enjoy yourself. All this adult stuff that we have to do every day, it gets really tedious sometimes. All the problems that arise. You can get yourself out of that really quickly if you're with some kids that you truly enjoy spending your time with. And who knows, you might learn something interesting while doing so. Or see something fascinating. Never know. At this time, I would love to introduce you to a fantastic woman whose purpose is to inspire and empower others to be of service to humanity in a loving and caring manner while achieving their aspirations with integrity. Her name is Alicia Lawrence, and she has a podcast called I Live to Inspire. She also has a web blog where you can read the content. She says that everyone has their own definition of success and freedom, and she is moved to inspire you to get there by sharing her journey with you, called The Alicia Lawrence Show, I Live to Inspire, which you can easily find on Stitcher.com and iTunes. You love her warm, comforting Jamaican voice. If you'd prefer to read the content, go to her website at http://ilivetoinspire.com/podcast/. You will truly enjoy and learn much from what she shares with you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.